In brief, bitter cold, less wind, and our first real snow since the last winter season. Friday update. Precipitation is moving into the area quickly this morning. Snow is falling in Fort Collins. Winds will come out of the north today, but nowhere near as strong as winds were yesterday. Snow should continue from mid-morning through the early morning hours Saturday. Serious cold is arriving with this system. We will see single-digit lows tonight, a few spots below 0°F as possible, and a high in the teens in many locations Saturday with wind chills tonight approaching 20°F at times. The winter storm warning is still in effect. Snowfall roundup. For the Longmont-Broomfield corridor, weather5280.com forecasters, 2-5, channel 7-3-6 inches, channel 9-2-6 inches, the GFS model, 4-6, the NOM model, 3-6, the NWS, National Weather Service, 4-6, my forecast from yesterday, 3-6, figure 2 update, the 72-hour snowfall totals, 10-1 ratio, from the GFS and weather5280.com and Friday update. Thursday update. There are high wind warnings and air quality alerts as the storm approaches and wildfires have broken out near I-25. We are also under the following winter weather warning. I'll return tonight with a snowfall roundup for amounts. Winter storm warning issued, 1:57 p.m. December 30, 2021 National Weather Service. Winter storm warning in effect from 5 a.m. Friday to 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time Saturday. Asterisk what? Heavy snow likely. Total snow accumulations between 5 and 10 inches expected. Higher amounts to 1 foot possible for higher terrain in the foothills and near Estes Park. Asterisk where? The Northern Front Range foothills, the Southern Front Range foothills, Fort Collins, and Boulder and the western suburbs of Denver. Asterisk when? From 5 a.m. Friday to 11 a.m. Mountain Standard Time Saturday. Asterisk impacts. Travel could be very difficult. The hazardous conditions could impact the Friday morning and evening commutes. Precautionary preparedness actions. If you must travel, keep an extra flashlight, food, and water in your vehicle in case of an emergency. The latest road conditions for Colorado can be obtained by calling 511 or by going to www.cotrip.org. And Thursday. Wednesday update. Just putting out a quick update to highlight that most models and media outlets are inching up the inches of snow we'll see on Friday. Along I-25, 4 to 6 inches is looking more likely. Mountain communities like Estes Park will get around 5 to 10, or more. This is the storm we have been waiting for. Figure 1 update. The 10-to-1 snowfall ratio total for the next 10 days from the GFS and weather5280.com. And Wednesday update. Forecast discussion. Winter is finally making an appearance. Very cold conditions hold through Wednesday, figure 1. Southwest winds ahead of the big front warms us to around 50°F on Thursday, then cold air pours back down the front range, dotted line. Figure 1. The 10-day graphical forecast for Denver from weatherunderground.com. The longer range forecast. That front is driven by a strong trough zipping across the state, red line, figure 2. At about the peak of the storm, figure 3, the snow is hitting the mountains and eastern plains, a rarity. The total amount of moisture, melted, that will fall looks to be about 1/2 inch along I-25 and up to 3 to 4 inches in the mountains, figure 4. This equates to 2 feet of snow in the higher elevations and about 3 to 5 inches along I-25, figure 5. The Weather Underground model gives us 2 to 4 inches, figure 1. I'll keep an eye on the models and forecasts and post updates as the week progresses. Figure 2. The Saturday noon 500 mb upper air forecast map from the GFS and tropicaltidbits.com. Figure 3. The 6-hour precipitation type map around Saturday noon from tropicaltidbits.com. Figure 4. The 10-day precipitation total from weather5280.com. Figure 5. The 10-day snowfall, 10-to-1 ratio, total from weather5280.com.